Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
What is the investment opportunity that everyone is missing?
I think outside of AI, of course, Ozempic has been huge, but I think any, we'll go do your research on cancer treatments that are extending life and life quality. By 10 to 15 years, I think that is going to be the next wave over the next maybe 6 to 7 years. Like the weight loss drug and Ozempic and that era has completely taken over. But I think decreasing morbidity rates and quality of life increases while a patient has cancer. Not that I can't say everything that I've been told, but I've been hearing there's some alternative treatments that are coming from mainstream healthcare companies that are not as damaging as chemo or any of the traditional remedies that are coming. So if you can have cancer, go into remission, have high quality of life, don't lose your hair, don't lose all of your healthy antibodies, I think that will set the stock market on fire over the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Isn't that like kind of synopsis of how we look at the market now? Like everybody talks about the tech companies I think most people couldn't name 10 healthcare companies.
But at all.
This is the biggest business in the country.
Absolutely. It is the business. Tech may get the most funding, but especially in the down market, pharma and healthcare are really the ones to go to. If you want to have a true edge in the market, and they're like the one thing that Cramer has said historically that has been true, there's a bull market somewhere. In the down market, pharma and healthcare tend to do better. In a zero inflation environment, tech will do better. So you have to know what cycle we're in. Interest rates are up, healthcare is up. Ozempic is going crazy. We talked about Novo a lot. I've been screaming Eli Lilly forever, knowing that the interest rates were going to come up. That was a play into the rise in interest rates as well. So you have to know the seasonality and the macro picture of what to invest in as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So off the backs of that, what sectors are best to invest in a down market?
Healthcare, for sure. I love. Third, I would probably look at oil. And then B, I will look at commodities. So I would go healthcare first. Well, no. Let me scratch that. I would go defense. I don't love all defense companies, but in a down market, and if we're going to enter a longer war cycle, which we've been in war forever as a country, I would go healthcare, defense first, or defense second for sure. Those are the three that I would go with. Yeah, so I would take out commodities and pair them with defense.
So historically, this is based on history, obviously. In a down market, utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples are the safest and probably the best investments. This is all based on the data. Consumer staples make sense. All right, these are the things that we're always going to need: beverages, food, home care supplies, personal supplies. These things we're always going to need, whether it's a bull market or a bear market. Those are necessities.
And we'll get to Coke versus Pepsi later.
Yeah. I was going to say, we talk about it all the time, and we talk about ETF. So XLP would be, if you don't know what consumer staples are, that would be a good ETF to look at. And just look at the holdings and look at the allocations based on those holdings. So if you're looking at it from an individual standpoint, you can see the companies. Or if you want to have a safe route and invest in an ETF, you can see that they have there, what they have there. Consumer discretionary would be something like we always talk about when we talk about XLY. But again, those are things that we kind of spend when we have more
extra money,
right? This is like when we have discretionary income, these are the type of things we spend on. So you'll find Amazon. So it's kind of the inverse, right? When money starts to slow down, then we go back to the necessities. Again, food and beverage, personal items. So healthcare you spoke about, but utilities is something as well.
Yeah.
These are necessities, right? We're going to need power. We got all these things that become necessities in life, or the way is how we should be looking at it from an investment standpoint. What do we absolutely need? Do we need communication? Yeah. Do we need utilities? Do we need yes. So if we're looking at necessities, we're looking at need when it's a recessionary time, this is where our focus kind of should be.
The only thing I would say about utilities is you have to know when to get out, because if we're back in a low interest rate environment, you could miss out on an opportunity to get 500 to 1,000% gain on the tech side. So I agree. But it's more of a, if I had a secondary portfolio, I would follow that. But if we got back to 0 to 3% interest rate, I would have to take profit in the utilities and consumer discretionary and then go back to, like, if you want to talk rotation, that is a macro rotation that hedge funds do use, not like the quarter to quarter that is often talked about. That doesn't make
I think we agree healthcare is number one. We both agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you said oil. I'm interested in why you said oil.
Usually because if oil goes up higher, our economy tends to go down. During war, USO tends to shoot up a lot more. Crude and WTI goes up a lot more. So it's not one that I've always loved. But if I'm looking historically at what does shoot up, oil does go up in that commodity space when a market is down overall. Like if we go to $115 a barrel, which I'm not saying we will, but that will be a sign of suppression in the economy overall. Like VIX is always number one for me, but if I have to pick second, like seeing where the price of oil is a determining factor of where the economy is as well.
Yeah, I remember during the pandemic, it was negative. Remember how
it went negative?
I was crazy.
Well, speaking of oil, so do you think oil will plummet or will continue to go higher in this current economy that we're in?
I think oil will pull back a little bit. Maybe high 80s, and then we'll start to shoot back up. So we're in a very interesting space because we're not clear on what's going to happen with Hamas. We'll talk about Kaiser Permanente and a few. They're going on strike. UAW is still in proceedings. A Hollywood strike just ended. So, and Troy said it, like, when it was negative, people began to build positions in oil. I think the highest it got to maybe was $91 about a year and a half later. So we're going to be a place where it's choppy back and forth for a little bit. Ultimately, like, oil prices are going to come down, because if not, consumers are going to get crushed, mm-hmm. and businesses are going to get crushed. But I think we'll see prices come down, then shoot back up, and then ultimately go back down in about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, and maybe you could, again, just break this down for the people who may be unfamiliar, the correlation between the oil prices and when we see conflicts or war. And so over the weekend, we saw oil go up by 4%.
Yeah.
So we saw this happen when Ukraine and when Russia invaded Ukraine, it was a conflict. We saw oil prices have volatility. So what's the correlation between oil and conflict and war?
Because we don't control our oil supply as cleanly as we should, because we're dependent on others. So now, of course, I think Saudi Arabia said that they may release barrels to offset the prices so it doesn't hurt everyone during this time, because you don't want a whole bunch of reasons to not invest or for people to be timid. And we probably have 10 of them right now. We don't need another 5 on top of it. But the correlation is, like, because we don't control our supply and other countries have a vested interest in it, oil prices can continue to go higher during times of conflict because of people are going to keep the reserves usually to themselves. Ultimately, how this always plays out with oil, everyone's worried for 2 or 3 months and it goes down. That would be the same case here. Mm-hmm. That's also why it's a push for it to go towards EV, so we can have a control of that market cap, even though if we talk about EV isn't as clean as everyone thinks it is. And most of the people in oil will have majority market share in the EV space. But because we don't control our own supply, that's why you will see a lot of price manipulation with oil during mm-hmm. times of conflict.
Yeah, conflict, natural disasters, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
Seasonality. So all these things play a role in when we're talking about oil. So yeah, it's interesting to keep an eye on.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.